Good afternoon, folks of Audioboo, Twitter, and this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, all one word, and Emma L on Audioboo, which is also one word. What I was going to cover for you folks today is it's a few days since I've recorded an Audioboo. Basically, I'm going to bring up the topic of tweeting and how often you tweet or how much you tweet or something. Yesterday, this guy sent me a tweet. He sent me a tweet previously on the same matter saying, oh, if Twitter ever broke, you'd have no pastimes. And I thought, okay. And I thought, well, who are you to tell me what I can and can't do, how often I could tweet, how less I could tweet? Prior to this, he said to me that, oh, you follow X amount of people, X amount of people follow you, how can you keep in contact with every single person? And I'm like, it's Twitter, you respond to what you want. You mightn't respond to every single tweet that appears in your timeline, but you can read them. Personally, I like having a busy timeline. I like seeing tweets coming in all the time. That way, it makes it interesting. Before, when I created a different account, when I was trying to get Sunday Twist back, as I deactivated it, I had created a different account and I was, you know, you were sitting there waiting for tweets to appear, and I found that so frustrating. So I was just going to bring up, and I thought to myself, who are you to actually tell me what I can and can't do? The way I look at it is, if you enjoy something, be it Twitter, be it Facebook, be it MySpace, Bebo, whatever, go off and do it. Tweet is to your heart's content. If people don't like reading all your tweets, they can follow you, they could, you know, ignore them, they could do whatever. But I don't see the big need saying, oh, you've got X amount of tweets, God, you know, that's just awful. Everyone's different. Other people might go on Facebook, other people might go on YouTube, other people might go on message boards, iPlayers, whatever. In the end of the day, if people enjoy it, who's to say you have to stop, or you have to limit yourself, or you have to change your ways? You should just, if you enjoy it, go out and do it. It's harmless, fun. I'm not hurting anyone. And people who are judgmental can turn around and go, oh, you're tweeting too much, you're tweeting this, that, and the other. And I know people who do Formspring and stuff and fill people's timelines with Formspring. And I just tend to just ignore the Formspring type of stuff. Doesn't really interest me. And then I heard yesterday of a good friend of mine on Twitter said that someone complained because he did some, there's like a website Blip, and you can play these music tracks, and he obviously copied them to the profile or whatever, and people complained to him that he played 10 Blip songs over a couple hours. I mean, come on, seriously, what is going on here? So I thought I'd bring up that, as it's something I've thought about. I just wanted to see how many minutes I'd done a rant for. Other than that, I think, you know, Twitter's great fun, you know. I know that what probably annoys people is I used to spend hours on Fridays doing these Follow Fridays, which is basically hashtag FF or follow, or hashtag Follow Friday. And you'd recommend other tweeters. But I follow so many that I don't have time in my life to go and weed through everyone. All I did was I created a list, and I put all the people that I really, really recommend and into the list, and I post that every week and just say, look, if you want to have good people to follow, look through my list. There's absolutely loads of brilliant tweeters there. So I normally do a couple of special FFs. I'm not gonna let, like, pollute people's timelines with like 2,000 people's names. It's just not gonna happen. So I just stick to a few names, and people probably unfollow me because I don't give them FFs, and that's just ridiculous. At the end of the day, if we're constantly talking, why do we need to have an FF? And personally, I don't think even the concept of FF works anymore. I mean, who honestly looks through the people's names? I personally tend to look through the Who to Follow feature on Twitter.com, and if the bio and the profile and everything appeal to me, I'll follow. But seeing just one name on its own doesn't really, you know, strike you. Or if people say, they list, say, 10 names, and then they give me a reason why we should follow them, I'll probably think, okay, yeah, I'll open that one up. But, oh God, it's Twitter, it's the rules, and it's unbelievable. So I hope you're having a good day, and I shall catch up with you guys really soon. Take care. Bye.